Welcome to today's news for May 16th, 2023. Today, I'm speaking to Smithers Town Councillor and Deputy Mayor Frank Ray about the invoice that the town of Smithers received from the RCMP. In the summer of 2021, the federal government and the union representing the RCMP members ratified an agreement to deliver a sizable pay increase to nearly 20,000 members. Along with pay increases of nearly $20,000 to constables, the agreement also lays out retroactive pay increases to cover the period when the two sides were negotiating from 2017 until 2020. The first collective agreement with the National Police Federation was signed August 6, 2021. New rates of pay were applied retroactively for the years beginning April 1, 2017 until April 1, 2022. Municipal repayment arrangements were subject to consultation in 2022, with the first payment due yesterday, May 15, 2023. And on March 29, 2023, Canada communicated on repayment that, quote, "The decision has now been taken. The RCMP will immediately proceed with invoicing contract jurisdictions by March 31, 2023 for the 2017-2021 retroactive salary costs." This was brought forth in a March Smithers Town Council meeting. Now here's Councillor Ray.
I'm Frank Ray, councillor with the town of Smithers.
Okay. We're here to talk about the invoice that was presented to council in one of the March council meetings, and it's about the RCMP retroactive salary increase and overtime pay. The number was kind of surprising. So it's retroactive overtime and salary increases from 2017 to 2021. The total pay increases were 23.77%. So can you explain what this invoice was that council received?
So basically the RCMP, and you'd have to look this up, but the RCMP was given the right to collective bargaining. I think before 2017 they didn't have that right. So it took a long time. So their contract was up in 2017 and it took a very long time to negotiate. And by the time they were done and settled on an agreement, which I think you showed me was just a little over 23%, that time we owed retroactive pay from 2017 to 2023. So the invoice itself wasn't a surprise. I can't take any credit for this, but our finance department knew that they needed to be accruing money, and the RCMP kind of kept them up to date as to how much they needed to be accruing. Mm-hmm. So fortunately for the town of Smithers, we've accrued enough to cover it.
Okay.
The big part of the controversy, I think, is that 23% is a lot more than most people get over 5 years. So it was a lot. It took a lot of communities by surprise, especially smaller communities. We're right on the smaller edge of where you have to pay your own RCMP. It's the 5,000 population mark, mm-hmm, where you have to start paying into your RCMP as well. We're at the small end, and it's a big amount of money.
Yeah.
So we knew that we were going to be on the hook for retroactive pay, but we weren't sure, obviously, how big the increase was going to be. And the other thing is that the federal government had made it sound like they were going to help. And basically when this invoice came, it said, there is no help. You can pay it over 2 years if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. So from March to June 2022, Public Safety Canada and the RCMP, as you just mentioned, that they did those contract jurisdictions, there was lots of representative. So you're kind of saying it wasn't really a surprise. You knew that it was, you had been accruing. Do you know when you started to accrue enough to pay? Because it's $254,147. Do you know when you started?
I believe we started right in 2017.
Okay, yeah.
I'd have to check back with, we've been through a couple of finance people since then. But so there was a point I remember a couple years in where we knew we hadn't accrued enough, mm-hmm, so we bumped it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, our town staff has been on top of this right pretty much from the word go.
Okay. You're talking about, you know, accruing it. It is quite a bit, especially for a town this size. How are you accruing this money? You had said you were hoping that the federal government would help, so I'm assuming that's kind of like maybe some grants or something. But where is this money actually coming from?
So the money's been coming from taxation. So essentially we're accruing the back pay. Like anybody with a union negotiation knows that the contract expires at X date, but when they've settled it, there's pay back to that date.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just been doing it through the RCMP taxation.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, I mean, if they'd have settled right in 2017 and we knew what they were going to pay for 5 years, we would have been raising slowly all along anyways.
Yeah.
So having the accrual is good in two ways. So the first way is that we have the money to pay it, mm-hmm. but we're also already taxing at the rate that we should be. Mm-hmm. We don't have to raise taxes to pay for this raise because we have all the way along.
Okay.
Now, obviously, we weren't expecting 23%, but our staff has been pretty good, again,
yeah.
at making sure that that accrual was there. And the accrual was coming from, we separate the RCMP on the tax line.
Yeah.
So that's been there all along, so we didn't have to raise taxes any more than we thought we were going to have to.
Yeah. When the line was being increased, were you getting feedback from people from the town about that, about that line on their taxes, or was there kind of much community feedback about that?
Well, not really, no. There's a couple of lines on our taxes that we have separated out just for clarity. RCMP is one of them, and we essentially, all council does is sets the staffing level that, so there are officers of the detachment that the province pays for, there's some that the federal government pays for, and then we pay for, I believe it's 11 full-time equivalents mm-hmm. now. And 2 years ago, we approved an increase from 9 to 11 officers.
Mm-hmm.
The staff sergeant gave a good business case as to why it was needed, and we approved it. So that maybe the accrual was lost a little bit in there, that we had to increase quite a bit
right.
to afford those. So that's 22% by itself, two more yeah. Officers. But in order to smooth out the tax increase, we've kind of borrowed from reserves, and we're paying ourselves back so that the increase every year isn't as much as it would be.
So is the plan to pay the invoice by March 2025, or when is the town actually paying this?
So we had the option to pay it now
because
yeah. we had the money, or we could pay it in two installments, so this year and then in 2024. Council decided to pay it in two because if we hang on to half the money, we can earn a little bit of interest from it. I think it was $2,000 to $3,000, so every little bit counts.
I'm glad that you kind of brought up that it's Smithers Detachment officers, because I think that a question, and even one that I had too, was justifying the nature of the work or the salary increases for the nature of work. So the 11 officers just within Smithers, but it's not for special enforcement officers like Kurg or more RCMP being brought in during the years-long Wet'suwet'en and land battles.
No, the tax bill that we receive is, or the bill from the RCMP that we receive is for our 11 officers and also for prisoner expenses. The bill isn't very clear, so yeah. we've asked for clarity on that.
Yeah.
But the taxes that you pay as a Smithers taxpayer go to those 11 officers that are Smithers officers. But the CGL pipeline enforcement has nothing to do with our detachment.
Okay. Would there be anything that you would want people to know, or any concerns that have been brought to your attention that you think that you just want to share with people of Smithers?
We talk from time to time. Eventually, the RCMP is going to need a new building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that the town, I think, has a choice, whether we own the building and rent it to the RCMP or the RCMP owns the building and rents it to us. Either way, it's going to probably cost about the same,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have the money up front to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important to know that our detachment serves our area, and so we're only billed for what's actually being policed in our town.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.